Another image that was helpful for me as a young mom was the idea of a foundation. So we're in our second home that we've built from builder's plan. So our first home, it was the first home we bought, and we were building from a new plan. So it was extremely exciting every time we would come down the street, you know, oh, well, things are marked out. And then the next time, oh, well, they've dug. Oh, and then the next time they've put in the forms and they're going to pour the foundation. Now, some stages were obviously more exciting than others. It was very exciting to see the walls go up. And it was so exciting to see when drywall was in and then floors were laid and then the cabinets went in. Like, the closer it got to being finished, the more exciting it was. I'll get back to that in a second. In Proverbs 14:1, it says, the wisest of women builds her house, but with folly, with her own hands, she tears it down. So what I began to see with my kids was, I'm building either in them, in their character, in my relationship with them, I'm building a structure. And in the same way as this house we were building, we love, the later stages are a little more exciting. Childhood is a little more exciting than the infant stage. And then the teen years are super exciting. There's so much that's going on, so much to celebrate. It's so unique. You're seeing who they're becoming. But what I realized, it came out of something we heard a couple years in when our house had been built. We discovered that a few doors up, their house wasn't standing the test of time very well. And our house was fine, everyone else around was fine, but the house was starting to sag and the house was starting to crack. And they went in and they discovered that the huge steel I-beams that were part of the foundation of the house were completely missing. And they had to go in with these massive jacks and essentially jack up the entire house to be able to put that critical part of the foundation back in. And then, of course, there was the extensive work and damage that was going to have to be repaired afterwards. So seeing that in Proverbs 14, we're called to build our house, and seeing that example of that house down the street, it made me realize that we love to focus on those exciting later stages, but the beauty and delight of those later stages cannot happen if they're not really secure. And it can't happen beautifully if it's not on a secure foundation. So it's those baby toddler years are like that foundation, kind of invisible, a little bit boring at times, mundane, uncelebrated, and we don't look and go, wow, look at that amazing foundation, right? It's everything else we see. So if you're ever discouraged in your early years of parenting, remember that every grace-filled response, every time you put yourself aside to serve, every time you exercise patience, those things don't dissolve into nothing as your kids get older. What those are they're just laying layer upon layer of concrete foundation upon which you build everything else. So the excitement of those childhood years where they're taking form and you're seeing who they're becoming, and then those teen years where they're becoming these adults, these human beings that, you know, are going to be a separate thing from you, those things can only happen well if they're rested on that sturdy foundation. And we want to build that so we have that foundation with our kids and our relationship that we build upon, instead of spending those later years trying to fix the cracks to make up for everything that we didn't do when they were younger. So it's not invisible, it's not useless, it's just under the surface. The rest of the world can't see it, but the beauty they see is a result of everything that went in. Hopefully that makes sense.
Yeah, it really does.